Gemara, they quote the Gemara in Psochem, in Perek Malchum Shenagu, where the Gemara talks about Ubris Aminikas fasting. So the Gemara says, Ubris Aminikas, pregnant women and nursing mothers have to fast on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, but on the other Taneisim, Shavuos, Betamis, etc., they don't have to fast. What is that all about? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ramban. On Yom Kippur, it's a fairish, the whole sugya in the last parak on Yom. The only one that's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is a chodesh yesh b'sakana. It doesn't have to be a badai sakana, a selfik, or even a svek sveke. Also, even though usually svek sveke, we assume like that side, but the svek sveke by sakana is nefosh, is you go to kula. That's b'fairish in Shulchan Aruch. But for chodesh yesh b'sakana is not permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. That's b'fairish. Not even allowed to eat pachas b'kashir. That was what the Menachas Chinuch pointed out. That people misunderstood. You can misunderstand from the Lashon of the Chinuch that for a chodesh emes, if you're a chodesh eish b'sakana, then you don't have to eat pachas b'kashir. Chodesh eish b'sakana can eat pachas b'kashir. It's not true. Chodesh eish b'sakana is asma l'taris. So to eat pachas also, you have to be a chodesh, you have to be a safik sakana. We spoke about it yesterday. The Shabbos, what about... What does it mean, Chodesh Eish B'Sakana? It does mean that the person, there's a consideration, the person may drop dead today. If he's going to die a minute earlier, instead of dying at the age of 120, he's going to die the day before his birthday, at the age of 119 and 350 days. That's also called the Chodesh Eish B'Sakana. That's also Safik Sakana Stavosh. If the halacha would consider such a... There's some doctors that claim that you should never fast. If you fast, it means you're going to die earlier than otherwise. That we don't assume that they're correct. We assume they're 100% wrong. Because if there were such a suffix that by fasting a whole day long, you're going to die a day earlier, that's called Pekach Nefesh also. It doesn't have to be Sakonis Tafashis now. I remember I met a man whose first wife died from... I met him when he was already married to the second wife. First wife had suffered from cancer. And he says when they asked the doctors if she'll fast on Yom Kippur, will she die? So they said, no, she's not going to die. The doctors misunderstood the question. They thought, will she die on the spot? So they said, no, so she's not going to die. But he said she certainly died weeks before she would have otherwise died. So that's called Pikoch Nefesh. It's also called Sakonis Nefoshes. It's not called Sakonis Nefoshes only if you're going to drop dead on Yom Kippur, even if you're going to die later. So on Yom Kippur, the din is you need Dafke Sofik Pikoch Nefesh to be Matar. Svek Svek is Matar. And then Gemara says, "L'halcha b'pikoch nefasha sachar haray." We mentioned the Issa v'heta. This is safe Issa v'heta. Those are on Yeridaya. Every page in Yeridaya, they keep that point from the Issa v'heta ha'orach. Alavav he. It's Rashi Tevis. Issa v'heta ha'orach. The author is Rabbeinu Yoina, not the Rabbeinu Yoina that we know, not the Rabbeinu Yoina ha'Sfardi. It's Rabbeinu Yoina ha'Ashkenazi. On the title page, they made a mistake. They write Rabbeinu Yoina Girundi. It's clearly not the. It's a Rabbeinu Yoina who only quotes Rashi and Tosfos. He never quotes he doesn't know who the Chachmei Sfarad are. He has no shaychus with the Sfaradish. So the Issa v'heta ha'orech, he quotes, most of it is on Shechita and Treifus and Bas B'chadu and Malicha. It's all the Chelek Aleph Yerdei. Then at the end, he has one siman about the Dine Choyla. So he quotes that there was one Bala Tosfos. He gives you the name, not from the famous names, not the Rabbeinu Tam. There was one of the Bala Tosfos who was deathly sick before Yom Kippur, and the doctor said if he doesn't eat he vaday will die, and if he eats there's a suffix that maybe he will survive. So he decided, so they all told him he has to eat, all the Balei HaTos told him he has to eat. He decided no, ain't suffix vaday, since it's a vaday issa and it's a suffix that if he'll eat it may or may not save his life, so ain't suffix vaday. Lo and behold, he fasted and he dropped it. So they said, you committed suicide. You did an avera by fasting. Whenever there's a sex sake of pikuach nefesh, you always deicha. So on Yom Kippur, it's only pikuach nefesh is deicha. Pikuach nefesh of an uber, let's say a pregnant woman, and if she'll fast, the doctors assess how can they know? If he ask a layman, so the layman won't know whether it's a suffix sakon only for the uber or for the mother as well. So whenever there's any suffix sakon for the mother, for sure. Pikuach nefesh is deicha kol atar kula. Safik pikuach nefesh for the uber, that was a big machlekes harishayim, whether that's deicha or not. Long discussion. Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rishayim and the Ramban has a machamas about that with Gemaras all over the place. And Shulchan Aruch, zero. They don't say anything. Such a big literature on the Rishayim. on the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasi, he quotes that the Chazon Ish said that that's also called Sofik Sakonis Nefoshes. That since it's a Machlokes HaRishonim, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a Psak, that it's also Sofik Sakonis Nefoshes. So you're Deiche. Yeah, even a Sveik HaDedina, not only a Sofik HaMetzias, a Sveik HaDedina also. Unless you have a clear-cut Psak, for example, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim where the Sakonis Aver. Let's say if a person will not be Mechal Shab, let's say he'll lose a limb. They'll lose a limb unless they'll be Mechal Shabbos. So is that considered Pikuach Nefesh or not? So the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's not called Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara says that if a person has an infection in his eye, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the eye. So the Meiri apparently had a Girsa there in Avodah Zarah because loss of a limb is considered Sakonis Nefashis. The Girsa that we have in the Gemara doesn't say like that. In Shulchan Aruch it says the way we have the Girsa in the Gemara, that because behind the eye there are blood vessels that are connected to the heart, and Shuraina Deina Beliba Talya, so the infection may travel to the heart and it may die. Not that the loss of the eye is considered Sakonis Nefashis. So that in Shulchan Aruch it says that Sakonis Eber is not considered Pikuach Nefesh. The Sridi Yesh raised an issue. Rabbi Weinberg raised an issue. Maybe we should reconsider the Psak, since now we have access to more Rishonim, and we see that there are three Rishonim who say that Sakana Sefer is Decha Shabbos, and maybe you should reconsider the Psak. Where are the three Rishonim? The Meiri is one. Okay. And then he has a Tosfos in Sukkah. So the Achranim say the Tosfos in Sukkah is a misprint. Tosfos in Sukkah talks about the Teshuva Kein Tadura, that if a person doesn't feel well, because he's sitting in the sukkah, and if he'll sit in the house, he'll feel better. So teshuva can't adur. Normally, a person eats in the dining room. And what if there's no heat in the dining room? It's freezing. It's freezing in the dining room, there's no steam there. And in the bedroom, there is steam. So the people are going to sit in the dining room with sweaters, and or let's say it's raining in the dining room. It's leaking in the dining room. So he's going to sit in the dining room and eat with an umbrella. He'll eat in the bedroom, he'll eat in the kitchen, he'll eat somewhere else. That teshuva came to duru. If you're going to sit in the sukkah and it's so uncomfortable, and if it would have been in your home, you wouldn't have eaten in the dining room. You would have eaten in the living room. You would have eaten in the den, in the library, in a different room in the house. So then you don't sit in the sukkah. So Tosfos says, and not Gemara. The Gemara says, even if he just has trouble with his eyes. So Tosfos says, if he has trouble with his eyes and he wouldn't eat in the dining room because of the trouble of the eyes, then he doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. So Tosfos says, it must be he just has a little pain with the eyes, because if it's a sakonis ayin, then sakonis aver is doicha Shabbos. Sakonis aver is considered sakonis nefashis. And they say, as it says in Avodah Zarah, sakonis aver is doicha kol ha-Torah kula. But our Gemara doesn't say like that. So that's what the Sridi Yesh quotes that Tosfos. So the Rashash says on that Tosfos, he thinks that that's a misprint. He thinks that it should say Sakonis Ayin is Deicha Kol HaTarkul, not Sakonis Aver. You look in the Tosfos HaRosh, that's the way it says. The Tosfos HaRosh says, word for word, the same Tosfos. The only word that's different is the word that the Rashash corrected in the Tosfos. Sakonis Ayin is Deicha Kol HaTarkul. Anyway, so the Sridi Yesh says there are three Rishonim. Has the Meiri is one, then he has the Tosfos in Sukkah is number two, the one that the Achredim says is a misprint. And the third one is the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Mordechai quotes, Rabbeinu Tam says, that if a person has a sakonas aver, and they drive him, they bring him to the hospital on Shabbos, and then he's going to hear the doctors discussing, the doctors say in his presence, no, he's not going to die, but he'll lose the use of a finger. So Rabbeinu Tam says, that's Deicha Shabbos, because the guy can get a heart attack and die from aggravation if he's going to hear that he's going to lose the use of his hand. If they don't say in front of him, so the simple pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam is that the patient doesn't know, so he's not going to get a heart attack. So they'll wait till after Shabbos and he'll lose the limb. That's the pashat pshat. The Rabbeinu Tam says that Sakonas Aver, if the Chayla is aware of it, becomes Sakonas Kalaguf, because he can get a heart attack from the aggravation. So the Sridi Yesh, somehow he says, you see, for Rabbeinu Tam, Sakonis Aver is Deicha Shabbos. The Pashto says the Rabbeinu Tam never said that. And the Meiri stands alone. The Meiri had a different gear in the Gemara. So the Pashto says the way it says by us in the Shulchan Aruch, they say Sakonis Aver is not. They quote the Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik used to paskan like this Sridi Yesh's idea that you should reconsider the Psak, and he used to say that Sakonis Aver is Deich Hashem. The Pashto says we don't. That's very questionable. That's called a suffix sakana. Even a sveke ledino, that's called a sveke ledino because there's one reason how to give yourself like that. Miri always has unusual opinions. Anyway, so getting back again. So on Yom Kippur, to be allowed to eat, it's only for your chodesh she'esh b'sakana. That's a question, what's the definition of sakana? Then sakana also. Okay. On Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber paskens like the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. Ramban and Torah Sa'adam talks that the Ramban was a doctor. So the Torah Sa'adam is a whole sefer by the Ramban. He says, when you deliver a baby, so what are you allowed to do on Shabbos for the good health of the baby? He quotes all the Gemaras. The Ramban quotes all the Gemaras. Then when the person grows older and he gets sick, so when is the doctor allowed to treat him? When is he not allowed to treat him? What is he allowed to do on Shabbos? Then he talks about Yom Kippur. Then he says, what happens if the doctor didn't succeed and the patient died? So he talks about the dinim of aninus and dinim of avelus. Once he talks about avelus, he has all the dinim of Tisha B'Av there. So the Rambam, when he writes all the dinim of Tisha B'Av, that's how it starts. He says, has all the dinim for the doctors. Then he says, if the doctor didn't succeed and the patient died, and much of Hilchus Avelus in the end of Yeridah is based on the Torah Sa'adam of the Ramban. Every section of Shulchan Aruch is based on a different rishon. Like big chunks of Chashim Mishpat are based on the Sefer HaTrumos, who was the Talmud of the Ramban. They're always quoting him. The Gedulei Trum is a commentary on the Sefer HaTrumos. And Chelek Aleph Yeridah is all based on the Torah Sabayis of the Rashbo. And the other sections in Orech Haim Mishnah, other sections in Orech Haim and Chosh Mishpat are word for word from the Rama. Different sections in the Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishon. So in Hilchus Tisha B'Av, the Mechaber quotes from the Ramban that the Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. But it has to really be a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana means he has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally because of the fact that he's fasting. And if he would eat, he would be able to function normally. So on Tisha B'Av, which is Mochomet and Shivasa B'Tamuz, so you're only allowed to eat if you're really a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. You don't automatically declare every Mubaris and Minika is automatically a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. If she's throwing up, or if she's nauseous, or if she's laying in bed, she's collapsing or fainting, whatever, then she is a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. But you don't declare automatically every Mubaris and Minika is a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. Mashenikein on Shivasa B'Tamas and some Gedalia, since Medina, it's Rotsim Misan, Rotsim Misan, and Meikir Adin, if they don't want to fast, you don't have to. It's just a Kvash of you, Allah, however, Klal Yisrael have adapted it as a minig that we fast on all the other Tanaisim. So today the Gemara says it's a Tainus de Rabbanan Kal as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is a Tainus de Rabbanan Chomer. So in a Tainus de Rabbanan Kal, we automatically declare every Moberis and Minika as a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. Then the Ramos says, still, even on Shabbos B'Tamuz and so on, the minig is that Moberis and Minika do fast. They do fast if they're up to it until unless they see that it's too difficult, then you make. And others tie against the Ramah. Why should he say that? You don't have any kiyum. If the Chachamim weren't mechayev, the Gemara says if a person fasts, there was no chiyuv min haTorah. On Yom Kippur there's a chiyuv to fast min haTorah. On Tisha B'Av there's a chiyuv to fast midirabbanan. And on the other Tanaisim there's a chiyuv to fast mitam minig. Or a person is mekabel tainus the day that he gets married. He's mekabel tainus to fast. A person is yartzai, whatever, he's mekabel tainus to fast. So if a person fasts and there was no chiyuv, not a chiyuv mitam neder tainus, not a chiyuv mid rabbanan, not a chiyuv mid atayra, so there's no kiyum tainus, the Gemara says. So that's a shalom, ubaris and menikos. Medina the Gemara, they don't have to fast on Shabbos of Tammuz. So what does the Ramah write? That the meaning is that they fast if the chachamim would have mechayev them to fast. Why should they fast? That's why others have tightness against the Ramah. Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rabbi Soloveitchik over here, they had tainus that it doesn't make sense to be machmer for them. The Taz is not happy with that sif in Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Tisha B'Av. He claims that the Rabbi Natan would disagree with the Ramban, that the Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana should not be allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av. He should only be allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av if the Chodesh Yesh Bo Sakana. Why? So he quotes the Tshuvas Rabbi Natam, that's quoted in the Hagos Maimini on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, that the Rabbi Natam had a Shaila once on Tzom Gedalia. Someone was a Chodesh Ein Bo Sakana. So the Rabbeinu Tam said that since Bizman Hazeh, fasting on some Gedaliah's totally be Ratzin, Ratzin Masanim Ratzin Masanim, so it's only a minig, so we would allow a Chayla Shem Masakana to eat on some Gedaliah. But if some Gedaliah would have been Medibir Kabbalah, Medibir Kabbalah means that the Navi told us when Mechayiv to fast. Medibir Kabbalah's Navi Maksufim is called Medibir Kabbalah. So then Medibir Kabbalah Kedibir Torah Damyan, that's a Lashon HaGemara in Tainus. So just like on fasting on Yom Kippur, you can have to be a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. So the same thing, fasting at some Gedaliah, if it would have been. So the Taz says, no, so the Rabbein Tam is only make up a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana on some Gedaliah, because it's not Dibir Kabbalah. But Tisha B'Av is me Dibir Kabbalah. Because the Gemara says in Masechus Rosh Hashanah, that when they asked the Nabi the Shaila in the Nevuas Zechariah, when they built the second Beis Hamikdash, the Baal HaBatim asked the Shaila, "Hayefka b'chodesh ha'chamishi hinoze, should I still fast on Tisha B'av? Chodesh ha'chamishi nisan here, seven times off. Chodesh ha'chamishi is chodesh off. Should you still fast on Tisha B'av because they built the Beis Hamikdash, but it's so incomplete and missing so many things, and the old timers were crying. So maybe we should still fast." So the Navi gave a very unclear answer, and Igmar explains what the answer was. So he refers to it, some Aviv, it's some Hamishi, it's some Ashvi, it's some Asiri. He's referring to Tisha B'Av, the Tammuz and Tisha B'Av and so on. Yilusasim and Simcha lebeis Yisrael. So the Gemara says he said three different things. First, he says Tzomar Vim, Samach Hamishim. He says Yimuchiv to fast Medibir Kabbalah. Until then, he used to fast on Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. It was a minik. It had a minik. The fast was 7 years ago. Was bubble. Then when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they asked the Navi, should we still continue to fast? So he says, Tzomar v'yiv v'samach hamishi yimuchiv to fast medivik kabbalah sometimes. Then he says, Yiru l'tzatzan of the simcha, the base Yisrael, that you're not allowed to fast. And then he continues to say, in the next pasuk, do whatever you want. You're not listening to me anyway. I told you all the mitzvahs at Har Sinai, and you violated all the mitzvahs, and I had to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, and I sent you into Golus. So you're on your own, do whatever you want. You want to fast, fast. You want to eat, do whatever you want. So Gemara says it's a three-way contradiction. Sometimes Ratzim Misanim, Ratzim Misanim. Sometimes you mechuyif to fast. Sometimes you have to make a yond about it. So when is it which? So the Gemara gives you the kolam. So then the Gemara says the kolam only apply to Shavuos B'Tammuz on Gedaliah. Sorry, but it doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. Even if you're not interested, you mechuyif to fast. So the Taz understood the Gemara to mean that Tisha B'Av you mechuyif to fast medivik kabbalah. So he puts together Dibur Kabbalah Kedibur Torah Damyan. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam said. So the only had to eat on Tisha B'Av would be if you're Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, same as on Yom Kippur. So the Avni Nezer has a tshuva where he says that during the lifetime of the Taz, the Rashbo and Rosh Hashanah was not yet printed. If he would have had a Rashbo, he would have seen, even if it would have been printed, the Taz was a very poor man. He didn't have access to any sort. Taza had he was once Matav in Aguna. He just had a tour in the Beis Yosef. He didn't have any swarm. You look at the Taz, hardly ever quotes any swarm. The Shach quotes everything under the sun. Shach died at a very young age. We don't know how we even know about the existence of the swarm. Huh? A Malach could be. Okay. So the Taz, that's what the Avin Nesis says. He says the Taz didn't have a Rashban Rosh Hashanah. The Hashban Rosh Hashanah says that when the Gemara says Tisha B'Av, you mechuyif to fast, that's not Medibur Kabbalah, that's Medibur Rabbanah. So it's not Medibur Kabbalah, Medibur Torah Damyan. So that's what the Avin Ezer says. We follow the Psak, the way it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban, that a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana is permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. But still, Tisha B'Av is more chomer than the other Taneisim. So the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av, we don't automatically declare every Meberes and Menika is a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana. It's a din de rabbana chamim, asheni ken asar b'tevis, and it's on Gedaliah. That's really ratz misanim, ratz ein misanim. So there, that's only a minig. So that's lighter. A minig yimuchiv to preserve mitam nedim in the rabbanan. So that's a din de rabbanan kal. So there, we automatically declare every meberes and menika is a chodesh ein misakana. That's a shaila whether bizman is that still. You declare every meberes and menika is a chodesh ein misakana. Bizman is that they take pea needle pills and take postnatal pills. They're healthier than the husbands. They're very strong. The women are very healthy. That's a shaila whether that din still applies. And the din of Shulchan Aruch that your lettuce the first 3 days after she has a baby has to eat on Yom Kippur even if she says lot ein tzrichani, lot tzrichani. That still applies. Bizman hazeh. Why? In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, a woman had a baby. She was falling. She was half dead. His mother said, they're not half dead at all. They're very strong. They take all the pills, the iron pills and everything. It's very questionable whether the din is still the same. Yeah, everything is different today. Yeah, some people are, yeah.
Wouldn't any Sakana's Gaber nowadays be Polish and with Sakana that would have a possibility of being Sakana?
Every Sakana Saber should be what?
Should be Holy Shane with Sakana.
Yeah, it's better than
Father. Which means that you could eat Papa's Kashir.
If that's the case. Okay, if that's the case.
So what would be the Nakamina if it's.
No, but if your Sakana Saber is not the Sakana's Kalaguf, we mean the guy knows about it. The guy knows about it, may die from aggravation, may get a heart attack. Okay, if there's such a concern.
Then no, isn't it? Not a
sakana's goof. You have your anything cut off, like any aver. No, we say it's only called sakana. Sakana's called achaim. Sakana's achiv. It's not sakana's aver. In some sakana's aver is not dechet.
And also, for
bikurat
nefesh, we said that even a sfeik sfeik is a dofeh. But we say with bikurat nefesh that even that if there's a bikurat nefesh, then it's a mitzvah to be dofeh and it's a mitzvah to do the iser of bikurat to save the guy's life. But is that even if it's
Yeah. No, no. Even a svek sveke, you're mechuyev to do it. You're not allowed to be machmer. You're not permitted to be machmer and a sofik. Yeah. A lot of times, that person has someone called me up. He's having chemotherapy and he has yahrzeit. He always has yahrzeit 2 days after Yom Kippur. So he always gets an aliyah on Yom Kippur because it'll cover the yahrzeit. So he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Is he allowed to get the aliyah? Strictly speaking, Shachvas for sure is allowed to get a aliyah. By Mincha, Rebbe Kivegan, the Tshuvas has a suffix. Whether a person has to eat, a chayla has to eat, is he allowed to get an aliyah to Mincha? And the suffix is, there's a sefer, Shabbos Tshuvas Marcheshes. Marcheshes was Rav Henoch Hegish. He was a dying, he was older than Rav Chaim Moise, and he outlived the Rav Chaim Moise. He was a dying of Vilna, and the best of Rav Chaim Moise. So he explains in his sefer, and Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over. Maybe he heard it from the Marcheshes. I don't remember if he said every so often. He said he heard things from Penach Hegish. This I don't remember if he heard from him. The Marcheshes explains what Rabbi Kivega's sofik was. Whether the on Shabbos we lay to mincha, and on Tanisibo we lay to mincha, on Yontav we don't lay to mincha. So how come we lay on Yom Kippur to Mincha? It's because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. So it's like Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos to Mincha. What do you say? No, it's like a tiny Sibur that you lay to Mincha. What's the difference? So one difference is where they end at Mogen David when you say the HaTorah. And a tiny Sibur, the last bracha is Mogen David. You don't say Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvodah Ve'al Yom HaKippurim HaZeh. So that's the Machlokes in the Mechaber the Ramah. It's Machlokes in the Rishonim. So the Mechaber says, you do say Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvodah. The Kaddish Yisrael Ve'al Yom HaKippurim. So the Mechaber holds that the Kriyas HaTorah is not B'Torah's Taina Sibur to Mincha and Yom Kippur. It's B'Torah's Yom Kippur. And the Ramah says the Ram Minig is by the Ashkenazim, you don't say Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvodah. Rav Soloveitchik had the Minig from Valojin that they do say Al HaTorah Ve'al HaAvodah. Apparently that was the meaning of Valojin. I guess the Vilna Gaon probably Paschans like the Mechaber over there. So the Marcheshes explains, that's the Machloikas. If a person has to eat on the Tanis, say you don't give him an aliyah, but by Mincha, because the Kriyas HaTorah is because it's a Tanis Sibur. So if he's not fasting, even if Al Pidin doesn't have to fast, but since he's not participating in the Tanis, he doesn't get an aliyah. Masheni can have the Kriyas HaTorah on Mincha, and Yom Kippur is B'Torah's Yom Kippur, B'Torah's Shabbat Shabbos to Mincha, that he is observing. He's observing everything that he has to observe. The doctors say he has to eat, so the rabbanim say, so the Torah says he has to eat today. He's observing Yom Kippur fully. Rav Soloveitchik said that's these two minhagim, whether Yisrael HaTorah Ve'al HaAvodah, you end off Magen David, determine their two minhagim, what niggin you have when you learn Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Kippur to Mincha, when you learn the eerie, spooky Yom HaNaroim Dikin niggin, and when you get the Aliyah, they say, Bachus Hashem Hamavirov. That's the special niggin. They say, Rega, Bachus Hashem Hamavirov. He says, you have to be consistent. If the Balkor is going to lay like this, then the Oilel HaTorah has to say that niggin. and you have to decide by the Haftarah what bracha you're going to say. When they're going to say only till Magen David or not. Yeah, the Ramah says you only say it Magen David, so we treat it like a Kriyas HaTorah but Taina Sibah. Yeah. So a person who's not fasting because the doctors say he has to eat should not get an aliyah to mincha, according to our practice that we stop at Magen David. But Shachris, he can't get an aliyah. So this guy calls me, he says every year he always gets an aliyah on Yom Kippur in the morning because he has Yahrzeit a few days later. He wants to know this year he's eating on Yom Kippur. So strictly speaking, he's allowed to get an aliyah by Shachris, that's not a problem. But it's a different problem over here. He's eating on Yom Kippur, so he may strain himself in order to say the Haftarah, in order to say the Brahman. He may strain himself more than is necessary. Then he's going to have to eat more on Yom Kippur. He has no head to eat more. He only has a head to eat as much as he needs to stay alive. He doesn't have a head to eat more. I remember quite a few years ago, there was one of the prominent Chazanim in the New York area was having cancer treatment, and he had to eat on Yom Kippur. So the shaila was, is he allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur, the Daven for Hanamim? So strictly speaking, Shachris, he's allowed to Daven for Hanamim, no shaila. He's allowed to Daven for Hanamim. Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't think he should. He's going to strain himself a lot, and when he's going to eat, after Daven, he's going to eat more than he would have otherwise eaten. He has no head to eat that. You only have a head to eat to keep alive. You don't have a head to eat to be able to Daven for Hanamim. So if you're going to strain yourself, that's not right. Anyway, I told this fellow he should stay home this year and he should eat and he should, next year he should get mafter again.
Well, why don't you say once he's already eaten, once he's already davened, so now he's allowed to eat whatever he needs to eat at that moment?
Yeah, he's putting himself into a bigger sakana. You're not allowed to be machnis himself into a sakana and then say, Koch nefesh decha shamas. Also, lahachnis atzman the matzah shal tchias isur. That's a famous balamor on the secha shamas. You're not allowed to put yourself into a sakana. Yeah. There's a machlokes. Are you allowed to perform a bris? You have enough. In the days of the Gemara, they used to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris to prevent infection. Today it says in the Shulchan Aruch you don't do it. The Shulchan Aruch already, the 1500s, they say they had better conditions, so they no longer bathe the baby with warm water. But in the days of the Gemara, that was considered a suffix sakan. So there's a famous machlokes of the Balamor and the Ramban about the details of this thing. Also, the hachnas atzman, the matzav shel sofik sakana. If you have enough water to bathe the baby before the bris, but you don't have enough water to bathe the baby after the bris, and you don't have a goy to cook the water, are you allowed to perform the bris on Shabbos knowing in advance that this is going to cause the sofik sakana to the baby, and the Jew will have to cook extra water in order to pull the baby out of the sofik sakana? So that's a machlek is the Balamor and the Ramban. So the Balamor says you're not allowed to. Sounds like he says because he machnis himself into a suffix sakana. The Ramban says that's not called machnis. The Ramban coins an expression. Eila mitzvah ela mekoyma v'shaita. There's a Mishnah Otztake coming up in Kiddushin later. The Mishnah Nerechin ein lahegdish ela mekoyma v'shaita. The Mishnah Nerechin, when you pay the hegdish, so how much do you have to give? So let's say someone donated a fur coat or an automobile. Oh, so the fur coat here this season of the year sells for much less. If you wait another couple of months, it'll cost more money. If you sell it in Philadelphia, it'll cost more money. In New York, it's less expensive. So the Mishnah says, "Ein lahegdish ela mekoyma v'shaita." When you assess kama hu shava limka bashuk, what's the shavius? Kama hu shava limka bashuk today, here, and now. It doesn't depend what the value going to be in another 6 months, or what would the value be in Russia, or how much would it sell for in Eretz Yisrael. Depends here when you're being paid there. So that's what the Ramban has a catchphrase. In the mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah now, I'm performing bris milah. That's beheta gomer. Later on, the baby is bisakana. That's not called machnas atzman bisakana. I'm mechiv to do the bris. I did the bris. So that's a machlokes. That's a shala how you should paskin also. But stomp to put yourself into a suffix sakana, that's not right. What are you going to say here? It's a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, you're going to say he's doing a mitzvah because he has yartani. It's a neshkin mitzvah. Has to say mafter. Yeah.
Do we say nowadays that the same thing applies that in Hakdish El Makom Shaita? Because you can sell something like on Amazon, I can sell it from right here to someone in California where they want to pay more money than they would.
That's a very strong point. So that's Makoma is with the Amazon. Okay. Probably. So it has that shabbos. Good. If person has to eat on Yom Kippur, and the Mechaber says that when he recites Birchas, if he ate bread, Mechaber says when he recites the Birchas Hamazon, it says Yalla V'Yavah. Mishnah quotes the Vilna Gaon, and others disagree. What kind of Yalla V'Yavah? You only say Yalla V'Yavah when there's a mitzvah to eat. On Shabbos, a mitzvah to eat, so they say Ritzeh. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah to eat. On Yom Kippur, there's no, it's a mitzvah for him to eat, not because of Yom Kippur, mitzvah to eat because he's a Chayla. But they disagree, you shouldn't say Yalla V'Yavah. That's the shadow way. They say Kiddush. And Machlek, the accepted opinion is that you don't say Kiddush.
Have to watch.
If he's eating bread, he should probably
watch. The question is, does he have to watch? Why should he watch in front of the child who's saying Yalla V'Yavah?
If he needs bread, if the doctor says he needs bread. Yeah.
That's not a problem with the Rechitza?
It is a problem with the Rechitza. But just like Kol Chavit Mikra Din, all the Chavit Tfilus can be Toivo. So it's not called Rechitza Shal Tani because it's Mitzurah for the Dover Acher. So here also it's Mitzurah like the Kohen and wash the hands to Duchen. So this is also Mitzurah to the Chiv the Rabbanon. So he's not in violation.
So you should also only wash it to the knuckles when he's washing for bread?
Yeah, that's right. Mikra Din, we pass until the knuckles like Tesis, not like Rashi. That is correct. They have the biography of Dabney Nezer. When he was a young child, he was very sharp. His father was a Rav, so he went home to eat on Yom Kippur. And he came back to shul. So the father asked him, "Nu, did you say Kiddush? When you ate, did you say Kiddush?" So they quote, as a young child, he was always very sharp. So he said, "No, that you only the Ketanim only do mitzvahs mitam chinuch if they're going to be mechuyev when they grow up. After they become bar mitzvah, when I grow up, I'm going to fast on Yom Kippur. So I'm not mechuyev to say Kiddush now, because when I grow up, I'm not going to say Kiddush." A choyla who eats on Yom Kippur, that's a machlek, because we talk a pasuk, you don't say Kiddush. If it's Yom Kippur, Shchodis, B'Shabbos, then it's a machlek. Some say that you should say Kiddush, but we don't pasuk like that either. I think we say even Yom Kippur, Shchodis, B'Shabbos, the choyla should not say Kiddush. We mentioned that on Yom Kippur, L'choladeis, there's a din of Tosefis. The Rambam is unusual. The Rambam only writes to the mitzvah, B'Hosim, Echodah, V'Kodesh, on Yom Kippur, before and after Yom Kippur. He doesn't quote Tosefis on Shabbos and Yontif. That's all Machlekes HaKrainim. What is the Rambam's opinion regarding Shabbos and Yontif? So the Stechemet has a long arichas on this. Stechemet is an encyclopedia that was written in the early 1900s. It's approximately alphabetically arranged, not exactly. Aleph Beis is in order, but within every letter it's not necessarily in order. But you can find things there. So the Stechemet quotes, it's a liquid. He quotes, the same Achrenim say the Rambam holds Yoni b'chuyev min haTorah the Chosid b'chol al Hakadosh Yom Kippur and Shabbos Yontif Yoni b'chuyev min the Rabbanim. Others say miyom yakacha. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam holds you not b'chuyev even with the Rabbanim, but if you want Ma'aseh, then it's chal. Then it's chal. Others say, who says it's not chal? It's a garnish min garnish. According to the Rambam, there's mamish no din of Tosefis at all. Only on Yom Kippur. It's against the Gemara. Pashta is against the Bavli. Maybe he has some others. Makar, it's against the Gemara. Yeah. The Magen Mishnah learns in the Rambam that even on Yom Kippur, you want a mechuyev to be moisef for Inurim. Inuyim, you're not mechuyev to be moisef for Malacha. Because Malacha, it's the same as Shabbos and Yontif. For Shabbos and Yontif, there's no din of Tosefis at all. So Yom Kippur also not. It's only Yom Kippur because of the Inuyim. Rav Soloveitchik thought that didn't make any sense at all. And he used to quote the Makevus HaMishnah. Tain is against. Makevus HaMishnah was an Achron. But the Makevus HaMishnah disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. He thinks that once the Rambam requires Tosefis Yom HaKippurim for Inuyim, so it has to be for Melacha as well. It's one Kedusha Sayyam. That's Mechayev everything. How much of a Tosefis do you need? You have to be Mekabel Yom Kippur early, before Bein HaShemashes. We're Machmed that Bein HaShemashes begins right away at Shkiyah. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Bamei Medlikin, that's the whole study of Bein HaShemashes, is Sofik HaShecha, Sofik Enich HaShecha. The Gemara has a brisa there that after the sun sets, when you see Koichav Echad, when you can only see one star, is Vadayayin. When you see Shnei Kochavim, is Ben Hashmashes. When you see Shlosha Kochavim, then is Vaday Laila. So how can you say that Ben Hashmashes begins in Shkia? The Gemara says Koichav Echad is Vadayayin. It's the Ferish against the Gemara. So the Vilna Gaon claims. He points out that the Gemara then, but Malikin has a machlekes Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yosi. There's also Yanida also. Rav Yehuda holds that there's a whole block of time that's called Bein Hashmashos. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, something like that. That's called Bein Hashmashos. And Rav Yossi says, no, Bein Hashmashos only keherifayin, just a half a minute. When, which half a minute? So Balabatim make a mistake. They think you're kind of Rav Yossi. Half a minute after the Shkia, there's already Bein Hashmashos is over. It says, well, that's not correct. Rav Yossi never said that. The Gemara Nida has two versions. Which heraphine did Rav Yossi say is Bein Hashmashos? So Rav Yossi holds that the whole block of time of Rav Yehuda is Vada Yain, up until either the last heraphine of Rav Yehuda's man, or the whole block of time of Rav Yehuda is Vada Yom, and the next heraphine, a half a minute after that is Bein Hashmashos, that is Vada Laila. So the Vilna, and how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Yehuda? Do we paskin Rav Yossi? So the Vilna Gaon says that this is the Vilna Gaon's interpretation of the Gemara. That the Gemara says we go the Chumra in both directions means that it's a spake of the Dina. Whether he passed like Rabbi Yehuda, he passed like Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Vilna Gaon answers Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos in Tainus Daf Yud Beis has a Kasha that the Gemara says Bein Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur you have to fast. Bein Hashmashos the other Taneis Yimipa Miriti. Bein Hashmashos of Tzom Yigdalia and Shavasa B'Tamiz and Sar B'Tavis you're allowed to eat. So Tosfos says, so how come I wait till Tzeisah Kochavit? How come the meaning is that everybody waits till Tzeisah Kochavit? So the Vilna Gaon says, simple, why? Because it's a machlokes, whether we pass like machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yossi when it's Bein Hashmashos. Rabbi Yossi holds the whole period of time that Rabbi Yehuda calls Bein Hashmashos, the whole 20, 30 minutes, is Vadaya until either the last terrifying or the next terrifying. So you can't be makel two kulas. That's a lotion. The Vilna Gaon, tre kula le mikilina. It's not right to be makel a double kula, to declare that you're allowed to eat Bein Hashmashos of Tzom Gedalia, than to say that Bein Hashmashos begins like Rav Yehuda, begins right after the Shkia. Anyway, so that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That Brisa and the Gemara and Bamei Madlikin that says that Kochav Echad is Vada Yom, and Shnei Kochavim is Bein Hashmashos, and Shlosha Kochavim is Tesa Kochavim, he said that Brisa goes on Libra Rav Yossi, that he holds Bein Hashmashos is Herafayim. The difference between being able to see two Kochavim, being able to see three Kochavim, is a Herafayim. It's a half a minute, a quarter of a minute. So it says, Kochav Echad, it's still Vada Yom. I leave it to Rabbi Yossi that the whole period of time of Rabbi Yehuda is Vada Yom until either the last terrifying or the next terrifying. So that's going to be the Bein Hashmashos. So we assume that Bein Hashmashos, Bava Tanya also says like that. Bein Hashmashos begins right away in Shkia. But Moshe has at this difficult psak. I don't think only his Talmidim follow him. He says the first 8 minutes after Shkia is a Vada Yom with a Svek Seika. Most do not accept that Shuvah Rav Moshe. Most assume that the right after the Shkia is already Bein Hashmashos. It's a very difficult Svek Svek. It's Mamish Mishen Echot. It doesn't correspond to the rules and regulations of Svek Svek. So we assume that right away Shkia is Bein Hashmashos. So Tosefes has to be before Bein Hashmashos. So how much do you have to be Moshe Mechol HaKadosh? So Tosefes and Beitzah and the Aflam and the Aleph shows that from the Gemara it would appear that there's a specific amount of time. It's not each person chooses however much time he wants to be Moisif. From the Gemara it would appear that it's not a Mashu, there's a specific amount of time. But Tosis can't figure out what the amount of time is. So the Rabbeinu Peretz on that daf says that he thinks that it's 30 minutes. So that's what the Achrayim had this. Now we have the Rabbeinu Peretz is printed. But the Achrayim before it was printed, they quote from this Ksav Yad, Rabbeinu Peretz. He says 30 days, so that 30 minutes. So that's what the Mate Ephraim quotes like that. Another Achron quote, that the correct practice should be, you should always be Makabel Tosefes Yom Kippur half an hour before. Same thing Shabbos and Yontov. Rav Soloveitchik said where he came from, the minig was that on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, they used to bench licht 30 minutes before the Shkia. And on Erev Yom Kippur, they used to bench licht 60 minutes before the Shkia, an hour before for Tosefes. Why an hour before? So he remembers as a child he asked why is the difference, and the official answer that they gave was 30 minutes Tosefes for Malochim and 30 minutes Tosefes for Inuyim. So he said he didn't understand what that meant. It's the same Kedusha Sayyam, that's Mechayv and Malochim and Mechayv and Inuyim. Should be the same 30 minutes. What do you mean 30 minutes for Inuyim? He said that was the minute. They used to bench licht an hour before Shkia for Yom Kippur. Every other Shabbos Yantar they used to bench licht 30 minutes before. Many women have the practice that on Erev Shabbat they light the candles before the Shkia. On Yontov they wait till the husband comes home and then they light the candles. on Yontif. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to, it's a malach, you're not allowed to light any candles. But on Yontif, you're permitted to light candles if you need it. So they used to bench lech when the husband came home. So Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, but many achrayim say that that's not right. The Priyitzchak, Rav Yitzchak of Peterburg, he was one of them. Rav Sol Salanta had three most outstanding talmidim. Rav Yitzchak Blaser, right. He was the most outstanding talmid of Rav Sol Salanta in learning. They were angry at Rabbi Sol Salanta why he got him involved in the Musar movement. He would have been a much bigger goyim if not for this Musar shtick. So Rabbi Sol Salanta explained that the famous comment, Rabbi Sol Salanta said, there's a deal in the Gemara, if you have a choice in the middle of the week on a regular Monday, you want to have bread. So you have a little roll that's a shlema, and you have a leftover challah from Shabbos that's gigantic. The challah that's left over is five times the size of the roll, but it's not a shlema. So the din in the Gemara is that the shlema takes precedence over the larger size. So you see that shlemus is more important than gadlus. That's what he said. Now he's an Adam Shalom because he has Musar also. So the shlemus is more important than the gadlus. He could have become a bigger gun. But you see his tshuvas, he was a fantastic gun. He was a fantastic gun. So he has a tshuva on this in the Pri Yitzchak. So he, Rav Soloveitchik, said like that also. The more correct is that you should really light the neiris. The women should light the candles on Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the name of Shabbos, but even at Yontif, you should really light the candles before Yontif. We shouldn't wait till Leil Yontif, because the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Hadlokas on Neiris and the end of Hilchos Shabbos, both on the Kibud and on the Oneg. And the Bir Agroa writes in Hilchos Shabbos, no, Bir Agor writes in the end of Hilchas Yontif, the siman about Simchas Yontif, I think it's the last the siman in Chilakei Mishnah Brura. That's the last siman, I think, about Simchas Yontif. So the Bir Agor there explains that what's the difference in Kibud V'Oinig? It's unclear. So the Gro holds Kibud is all the Hachan is done with Bog Yom, and Oinig is the pleasure that you derive on Shabbos and on Yontif, from the fact that the house is clean, from the fact that they're wearing the big day Shabbos, and so on. So the Rambam quotes the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNeiris twice, both on the Kibud and on the Oneg. So if you're going to light the Neiris on Yontif, you'll have Oneg, but you won't have the Kibud. Kibud is all the Hachan is done in advance. So the correct practice should really be that on Erev Yontif also, the women should really light the candles on the Bog Yom. The Gemara says, Gemara learns out from a pasuk, when the Kohen Gadol said the Vidui, on Yom HaKippurim, so he has to mention the word Ona. Ona Hashem Chatosi Avisei Pashayte Lefanah Hanuyu Besi. In our Machzorim, Birvi Kedega adds on. Okay, we're saying Ona Tavol HaMenach HaTvila Senu HaTzal Lefanah Senu. When you say the Vigili three times in the Slichas and in Erev Yom Kippur, you say once, so you should really add the word Ona. That's what Rabbi Kedega points out. Then I think Rabbi Kedega also points out on the last line, before Hashem the Begay, say Avalanta Anachna Babasena Chatonu. Shouldn't just say Avalanachna Chatonu, but the pasuk says V'isvado Sabayna V'sabayna Avoysam. So when you say Vidu, you have to say Avalanachna Babasena Chatonu, unless you think that you're a descendant from lineage that no one ever sinned. Hard to have such a claim. So we usually more correct is you say Anachna Babasena Chatonu. Minig is that on when Chazan says the Seder HaVoida, so the meaning is everybody bows in shul. More correct that the Chazan should not kneel on the floor. He's in the middle of Chazar HaSachar, supposed to be standing. So the Ramah said that it's not right, even though the minig is like that. It's really not right. But all over the minig is that you do like that. So the Chazan is when everybody kneels on the floor, they say Baruch Shem Kod Machus Ali on the void. So the Rashash lived in Vilna in the late 1800s. He was a wealthy businessman. So he was appointed as the president of the Kehillah. The president's usually a rich man. And his son, Rabbi Levi.
If he was the president, who was the
Rav? Who was the Rav? I don't think they had a Rav. After the Vilna, I think they didn't ever appoint a Rav. I don't know. They had Dayan. Shlomo of Vilna. Tzal of Vilna with a Dayan. So the Rashash says that he thinks that it's not correct, the practice that they have. Everybody kneels on the floor, then they stand up, then after they stand up, then they scream, Baruch Shem Kod Malchus Ali Ano Void. Or in other communities, the meaning was that the tzibur would say Baruch Shem Pam Chlis and all the what, and then the chazan would kneel on the floor and say everything afterwards. So the Akronim say this is more correct. Everybody should say it together, and it should be Risa Baruch Shem should be screamed that when the person is kneeling on the floor, not after he gets up. That's what the Rashash points out.
But it's fitting that they have Rosh Hashanah to kneel. They're supposed to do
a
Rosh Hashanah as well.
Why? When you kneel by
Oleinu L'Shabbat. Yeah. What's the point of that? Why is that? That's not
a minik. They started a minik.
But say, I can understand that if people kneeled in the okay, but people did take a fall in their place when they were. Why are the people kneeling? Why are people falling down around Rosh Hashanah? So they don't do it in the Shemesh. Why should they do it during the
No, Shmanei Asi, you're not allowed to kneel and Aleinu. You're not allowed to be Moisif Allah Kriyas.
So why are people doing it? I don't understand.
Aminik. So some of the Orach HaShulchan writes, and by Broyas, that's the Minig of Amsal Vechik, thought also that should be the Minig, that we really shouldn't let the Chazan kneel even by the Seder Avodah. But what can we do? That's the Minig. So the Minig only is that the Chazan kneels on the floor in the Seder Avodah by Aleinu, neither on Rosh Hashanah nor on Yom Kippur. Chazan shouldn't allow him to kneel. But the Seder Avodah, whereas if we're reliving the Avodah, so then everybody kneeled on the floor in the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah.
Is that what we do here in the Beis Hamikdash? That during Aleinu the Chazan doesn't...
It depends who the Chazan is. I think the Chazan is not going to kneel by Aleinu. I think he's only going to kneel by the Seder Avodah. I think so. Then in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Gemara in Brachas, there's a Machlokes HaTanayim. When is this man of Musaf? So one Tana holds, you cannot daven Musaf after Sheva Shoes. Chatzos is Sheish Shoes, so when it comes an hour after Chatzos, let's say Chatzos now something like a quarter to one. So quarter to two is already the end of Sheva Shoes. So you have to daven Musaf before Sheva Shoes. We don't paskin like that. We paskin tefillas musaf and kol ayoyim. But if you daven musaf after Sheva Shoes, nikra posheya. So that's what. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes the Prima God. What do you mean? On Yom Kippur we don't finish musaf till 4:30 in the afternoon. So nikra posheya. So the Prima God says, you should start musaf. The tefillah balacha should begin before the end of Sheva Shoes, before a quarter to two. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch that. If the Gaboim see that they daven so long by Shachar, so they have to cut out all the Mishaberich by the Kriyas HaTorah, or in some shuls the Chazan has a whole dramatic presentation of Hinei Nehoni Mimas. It takes half an hour, so sometimes you have to cut out Hinei Nehoni Mimas in order to start the Musaf before the end of the Sheva Shoes. Otherwise, Nikra Poshem. This is a problem in a lot of shuls on Simchas Torah. They don't get that they take forever with the hakafas, and they don't get the daven musaf until after Sheva Shoes. So that's nikra posheya. Rav Shlomo Kluge has a tshuva in the little sefer Elef Lecha Shlomo. He had a grandson who was named after him, Shlomo Kluge, and the grandson abridged over 1,000 tshuvas of his grandfather. Shlomo Kluge has very long tshuvas. You have to have a lot of patience. He writes nice tshuvas. So the grandson abridged over 1,000 tshuvas. Each one just takes one or two paragraphs to have the punchline, and he put it in Elef Lecha Shlomo. So he has there a tshuva where he complains about Simchas Torah, that the yontif, when we want to show kavod for the Torah, that's when we violate all the dinim. So everybody sits when they're carrying around the hakafas. They go for hakafas for hours and hours and hours. So a lot of people get tired and they sit. So that's against the din. You have to stand when they walk with the sefer Torah. Then he says, the hakafas take forever, so people forget, and they eat nash without saying kiddush. He said, you're not allowed to eat before kiddush. It's yontif, not allowed to eat before kiddush. Then hakafas take forever, so they don't begin to daven musaf till after Sheva Shoes. Nikra posheya. So that's the day on which we want to show more kavod haTorah. So that's when we violate all the dinim. I remember once I was talking in a yeshiva out of town. I was in London in a yeshiva, in Schneider's yeshiva. It doesn't exist anymore. So remember on Simchas Torah, they had many different midyanim for Kriyas HaTorah. Not everyone should get an aliyah. So they took out all the Sefer Torah from the Yom Kodesh. So the minyan where I was in, they took a Sefer Torah that they never used to use it for Kriyas HaTorah because the stitches were all missing. By Zayis HaBracha, it was just holding on by a thread. The last part of the Sefer Torah was holding on by a thread to the beginning of the Sefer Torah. it was Rubai was not held together. So the Gonalain, they thought, that's an order. They didn't think that's Ma'akev. So I said, you should look in Yoridea. It's a question and din. There's a long taz about that. That's not right. You can't learn from such a sefer. That's the day on which we try to show Kavanat Torah. So we do a lot of violations. So make sure that you daven in a shul. Well, you won't be a poshea on Simchas Torah and on Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur also, there's another thing. Not only shouldn't you start to daven Musaf after a quarter to do, after the end of Sheva Shoras, half an hour after Chatzos is already Yigiyas Ma Mincha. So the Gemara has a din, if a person didn't daven Musaf yet, and it's already Yigiyas Ma Mincha, and he has to daven Musaf, and he has to daven Mincha, let's say he had to run to work in the morning. So Rosh Chodesh, he had to run to work, he didn't daven Musaf. He doesn't want to daven Mincha until half an hour before the Shkia. He's going to go later. So let him daven Musaf now when he has his lunch break. Let him daven Musaf and he'll daven Mincha later in Shul. But let's say the guy, there is no minyan at all. There is no minyan. And he has no reason why he should wait till later. He wants to daven both Mincha and Musaf. As far as he's concerned, it doesn't make a difference whether he daven Musaf first or Mincha first. So the Gemara says the din is a Torah B'Shein and Torah, Torah Kodim. He's supposed to daven Mincha first and then Musaf. So that's what so the Rishonim had a machlokes. What do you do on Yom Kippur? Also, when you daven in Bitzibah, also you do like that. If it's, let's say, if Chatzos is approximately a quarter to one, half an hour after Chatzos is approximately 1:15, whatever, when they daven Mincha here. So when it's 1:15 on Yom Kippur, and the Tzibah didn't daven Musaf and they didn't daven Mincha, they should all daven Mincha first. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say, yes, ensure they should daven Mincha before Musaf. Other Rishonim say, you're going to tzidrei the olam, they'll never understand what you're doing. Bitziba, you don't do that. Bitziba, you daven first Musaf, then you daven Mincha. But it's a machlokes harishayim. So that's why the poskim say, not only should you see to it that they should start Musaf before a quarter to two, because nikra posheya, if you start after the end of Sheva Shoras, you should start davening Musaf before 1:15, because then you get involved in this machlokes harishayim, whether you have to daven Mincha first or you daven Musaf first. And then on Yom Kippur is a tiny Siba, so we say Ne'ila. Ne'ila is not a tefillah that's miyuchad for Yom Kippur. Ne'ila is a tefillah satainis. When they used to, in the days of the Tanaim, used to have tiniest tzibur. If there would be a tziris kishamim or any epidemic or milchama or something, so there would be goes a tainis. So on every tiny Siba, they would daven Ne'ila. Ne'ila is a machlekes amarayim, what it is. So we pass on la'alach, and Ne'ilah is another tefillah, another amidah. You start the for Gimel Rishonis and Gimel Achrenis with the brachas and tzoyis and so on. A regular, what we call the Shmon Esra, a regular amidah is Ne'ilah. What is the zman of Ne'ilah? So in the Gemara, there are three different opinions in the Tanoim. One Tana holds you have to finish the whole Ne'ilah by Yom. You have to, like Mincha, you have to finish by Yom. So Ne'ilah, you have to finish before the Shkia. The Mechaber writes like that. You should start davening Nila, Yeshacham Barosh HaYilonis, that's about 20 minutes before the Shkia, and then you should finish before the Shkia. You should finish Nila.
What are you supposed to do?
So they say, by the Yekis, some Yekis in Yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael, they do like that because they want a Duchen by Nila. So they finish it, then they say, Avinam Akena, line by line. So that doesn't take the whole 45 minutes, that takes 15 minutes. And the Rav holds a drasha. The Rav holds a drasha. That's when I was in the rabbinate. I had to do like that. I had to hold a drasha in between the Eel and Myros.
We do that. The Syrians and most farm, we do that. And then we just say, sleep also with like a lot of singing.
Mm-hmm. The Mechaber writes like that. You should finish, the Chazan should finish Chazor Salshat of Nila by Yom.
Again, it's like Mechaber that that's what
right. That the Rama says our minig is like the other opinion, that as long as you begin by Yom, you can finish by Laila. But then if you finish by Laila, then it's a machlokes whether you duchen. So Bizman al Tanaim, they used to duchen by Ne'ilah, because they used to, on any tiny Sibur. Because the whole reason, you're supposed to really duchen at the conclusion of every Chazaras HaShatz. So you're supposed to duchen by Shachris and by Musaf. How come you don't duchen by Mincha? If the Chazar Sashat, so the Gemara says, because of the Chashash of Shikris, that just like a Kohen Sheshosa Revius Yayin is not allowed to be Makav Korbanis until he takes a nap or until the effect of the wine wears off, so too a Kohen who drank a Revius Yayin, a Shaps, is not allowed to duchen until the effect of the alcohol wears off. So they made gzeira d'rabbanan that you're not allowed to duchen by mincha even if you're not shikim. So there's a machlokes ha'taraim. What if it's a tiny sibur? Everybody's fasting. So there's no chashash shikras. So we pass like the Tana that even if it's a tiny sibur, it's a loy plug. Since all year long by mincha, there is a chashash of shikras. Even on a tiny sibur, there's no chashash. So we don't let them duchen. But the Gemara says, "V'hoidna," when they were editing the Talmud Bavli, they said, "V'hoidna b'zman hazeh, we do duchen by mincha and bovel." Why is that? So the Gemara says, "Because we daven mincha so late. On the Taina Sibur, we daven right before the Shkia, so it's just like Ne'ilah." So apparently, the meaning was they always used to daven mincha earlier, and on the Taina Sibur, they daven later. That's just the hepach from the practice today. Today, the practice is people daven mincha right before the Shkia. And Tana Sibur daven mincha at 1:30 because a lot of people want to start eating already. They want to call it quits. They're not going to fast the whole day. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Medina de Gemara, it seems that that's not correct. More correct is that on Tana Sibur you should daven mincha later in the day. So the Gemara says, "V'hoidnam is manazeh. How come we involve al duchan by mincha on Tana Sibur? We really pass like the Tana that it's a loy plug. You shouldn't duchan mincha even on Tana Sibur." So the Gemara says, because we daven mincha so late before the Shkia, so it looks like Ne'ilah, so that's why it's mutar. That's a shadow. What about today and all the yeshivas? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, well, they duchen every day. So let's say they're going to daven mincha early on Shivasa B'Tamuz. So do you duchen if they're davening early? So the Chazanish said, yeah, even if you're davening mincha, the Gemara says, V'idnam is banaze duchen by mincha. And most disagree with the Chazanish. What are you talking about? The Gemara said the reason why you duchen by mincha against the Tana is because since we daven mincha so late, so it's like Ne'ilah. But if you're going to daven mincha at 1:30, so it's not like Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is Krishacham B'Rosh Ha'ilanis. Ne'ilah is supposed to be at the conclusion of all the Tfilos Hayom, at the end of the day. So most places in Eretz they don't follow the Chazanish. The NCSY learning program in the summertime, they don't duchen on Shivasa B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av, when they daven mincha earlier. They follow the Rav HaPaskim. You only duchen if you're going to... They duchen every day Shachris and Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but they don't duchen mincha unless you're going to daven on a tiny seed, unless you're going to daven right before the Shkia. So that's a shaila. What about, say, if you finish Nila Mibag Yom, then you duchen. That's Medina Digimor. You duchen by Nila. What about the Ramo says that meaning by the Ashkenazim is by many Ashkenazim they don't finish Ne'ilah till the middle of the night, so they duchen in the middle of the night. So there's the Mishnah in the end of time talks about how many times you duchen every day. Shachris, Musaf, Ne'ilah, Mincha, Halatainis, Machlokes HaTanoim. So the Yerushalmi says there at the end of Maseches Tainis that you don't duchen at night. When you daven at night, you don't duchen. Why not? So most of the Mepharshim say on the Gemara, because duchening is like avoidas hakarbonis, and just like the yom tzavos lahakrav is karbonayim, it's a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, that all hakrabas hakarbonis has to take place by yom, so too duchening has to take place by yom. So you're not allowed to duchen b'alayla. So if the chazan is finishing ne'ilah in the middle of the night, so the kohanim should not duchen. And the Maharil writes, and in Frankfurt the minig always was that they did duchen by Ne'ilah. Why? Aydi Yishalmi says, you don't duchen b'layla. No, you don't duchen b'layla, because you only duchen at the conclusion of Chazaras Hashat. So there's no Chazaras Hashat by Ma'irat, for whatever reason. But if there's a Chazaras Hashat in the middle of the night, namely Ne'ilah, then you would duchen b'layla. Aye, but duchening is like Hakrobis HaKarbonis, and Hakrobis HaKarbonis is a din b'yam tzavos ala akrob is karbon ayin. So the Maharil and the Shagasari has to say Fantinus. That's called Gurasari. So they both say, and others say the same thing. They give the same explanation. There is no such din that all hakrabas hakabonis has to be done by yom. Can't be makabar any kabonis by laila. It's a din avodas adam. There are dalar avodas adam. The shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. The shchita is an avodas adam. Rashi writes that shchita is not to kill the animal. Shchita in Yeriday is to kill the animal. A specific way, can't eat the animal while it's alive. It's eitman achai. You have to shecht it and kill it. But shchitas kachim is not b'toras killing the animal. That's shchita. Shchitas kachim b'toras levarech elu gavoya, to separate the dam, but you're going to be zarek on the mizbeach, from the rest of the besar ha-korban. So Shechita is the first of the Avodas Adam. Shechita, Kabbalah, Kabbalah Sadam, Lachas Adam, Tzvika Sadam. So the Dalet Avodas Adam have to be done by Yom. Then there's a long Rashi in the beginning of the second parak in Soita, where Rashi explains a long Tosefta there, that just like by Avodas Adam, there are Dalet Avodas, so by a Mincha, there are Dalet Avodas that are parallel to the Dalet Avodas Adam. The Kmitza is Levar Echela Gavoya, the Kmitza is parallel to Shechita. And then you have Kiddush HaKli, which is like Kabbalah Saddam. So you take the kamis, put it into another klisharis. When you do the kamitza, the flour has to be in one klisharis. Then you take out the kamis, you have to throw it into another klisharis. Then you have Ailocha, parallel to Ailocha, and then parallel to Zrika Saddam is Haktoris HaKoyim and Saddam is Be'ach. So the Dalar Avodah Saddam, or the four parallels by the Mincha, that has to be done by Yom. But Nisach HaYayin can be done by Laila. Haktoris HaMurim is always done by Laila. So who says that the duchening is to be compared to the Avodas Adam? It's compared to Avodas HaKarbonis, but there are Karbonis that you can be Makar Balayim. So that was the meaning in Frankfurt. That's in Breuers over here. They still duchen by in the middle of the night, they duchen by Ne'ila. Used to be Koyen here. He used to use my tongue. He was very friendly with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He used to live across the street from Breuers Shul. So he used to daven in Breuers. So he once visited the Lubavitcher Rebbe soon after Yom Kippur. So he said, "No, you duchen three times yesterday, because they duchen by Shachris." It says the Ashkenazim only duchen by Musaf, but by Breuers they duchen on Yantav. On the weekdays they don't duchen, but on Yantav they duchen Shachris, Musaf, and Nila. So he said, "No, you duchen three times yesterday on Yom Kippur." That's their meaning.
Why don't
they
duchen
in
Shachris and Yantav?
They don't give a really satisfying explanation. Say they're only Yontav Dik when you daven in Musaf. That's unique. Shachris you daven every day. Shabbos you don't duchen because people are thinking about business. So they're not really in a good mood. You only duchen Tov Ayin Hu Yivarech. You only duchen when you're in a good mood. So all week long we have a whole Parnasa, so no one is in a good mood. Shabbos you're worried about your Parnasa. In Yontav, you relax. So you don't begin to relax till Musaf because you're about to leave the shul, so to go eat. Yontav, you start davening later than Shabbos. I don't know, they give very difficult answers. In the days of the Goyim, in the days of the Rishonim, the minhag always was that they said a lot of slichas in the Chazaras HaShatz, not only by Ne'ila. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says you should abridge, you shouldn't say too many slichas, because he's starting 20 minutes before the Shkia, because Shechama Barosh HaElona is, and you should finish by the Shkia. So the whole Nila is going to take, how long does the Tefillah Balachash take? Less than 5 minutes, then you have 15 minutes to finish the whole Chazaras HaShatz. So you only have 10 minutes for Slichas. So it says you have to be Mekatzer in the Slichas. So by us, by Ashkenazim, we take 2 hours, 3 hours, I don't know. By Nila, we say so many Slichas. And then in most of the recent Machzerim in Europe, they left out all the slichas from Shachris and Musaf and Mincha. So in the days of the Gaonim, the days of the Rishonim, they said a lot of slichas all day long. They record how many times they said Yud Gimel Minas in each one of the Chazaras HaShatz. 7 times, 13 times, 9 times. They had different minhagim, different tefillas, different minhagim. Even the yeshiva that Rav Soloveitchik used to tumble about that. Rav Hashulchan complains about that. He says that the printers decided to delete the slichas. They charge the same price for the machzer as they used to charge 10 years ago when they had the slichas. They printed, you get less for your money. They charge the same amount and you get less for your money. So he says it's an avla. The minhag always was that. He says a lot of slichas. Even yeshiva, they reintroduced it. Rav Soloveitchik recommended they should reintroduce it. So they have a lot of slichas by Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris and a Musaf and a Mincha as well. And less slichas, the minhag all over is that you have a lot of slichas. An Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that there's a mitzvah to eat. The Gemara says there was one of the Amoraim who fasted all year long, but just he would eat just 3 days a year he didn't fast. 3 days were Erev Yom Kippur, he learned that from the Pasuk, and Shavuos, Yom Shenitim Batorah, and Purim. Purim is also, the Mordechai quotes from the Rav Yom Purim is because Kima Bekidlo. It was the second Kabbalah Satorah, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos and Perakam Rabbi Akiva. So there are 3 days, and Yom Kippur also, The Mishnah says in the end of the Tainus to Lo Yol Ham Liso Yamim Tovim Kachamishos Abavikim Akipurim. The two jolliest days in the Jewish calendar year used to be Yom Kippur and Chamishos Abav, and they made all the shiduchim. It wasn't like today that they stay in shul all day long. So the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, we understand why we celebrate so much. Yom Shinit Nebaluch HaShniyas. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from HaSinai with the second set of Luchas on Yom Kippur. Yeah, the Mefarshim talk about that. What do you need 2 days to celebrate Kabbalah, Satorah, Shavuos, and Yom Kippur? Why are you celebrating two? So Rabbi Shlomo Levilna has in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, and the Beis Halevi writes, they were contemporaries. They write the same Pshat. Then Shavuos we celebrate Kabbalah, Torah, Shebichsav, and Yom Kippur we celebrate Kabbalah, Torah, Shebalpeh. Why so? So the Beis Halevi has a long arichas on this. He quotes from the Midrashim. He has it in the end of the second chelik. He has long drushes, long mamorim. So Asaldeji used to say this one over, didn't say over all the others, this one he said over, that when the Luchas Rishonis were given on Shavuos, the plan was going to be that everything was going to be Torah Shabbat, everything was going to appear on the Luchas, not just the Aseres Adibras. But then after the Chet HaEgel, so the plan was changed, and Tosfos in Gittin Av Samach quote the Medrash based on the Pasuk, Novi Echtav La Rube Tarasi Halokam Azar Nechshavu. If I'll write, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying, if I'll write down the whole Torah, Torah Shebichzav, the Goyim will be able to claim that they're the Yam HaNivcha. That after the Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu Shlomo decided he's going to punish the Jewish people, and we're going to be taken over, we'll suffer at the hands of the Goyim. So they're going to grab hold of the Torah, and they'll claim that they are the Yam HaNivcha, they have the Torah. So after the Chet HaEgel, the Midrashim will say, the Rebbeinu Shlomo punished the Jewish people, they'll be Tachas Shibur HaUmas, so the Ummas will take the Torah and they'll claim that they're the Yaman Evcha, they have the Torah. So that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom said, now I'm going to have to divide, I'm going to have to give a Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebichsav they'll be able to be Shailot on, the Ummas I have to give a Torah Shebal Peh. So Yom HaKippurim was the beginning of the Kabbalah's at Torah Shebal Peh, when the Luchas Shneis came. That's what the Beis HaLevi points at. So Luchas Shnei Bechos HaVein Kav Shebechasavtel Al Hochas Adorim Asher Hayu Al Hochas HaRishonim at the time Asher Shibarta. When he broke the Luchas, only the Aseres Adibas were there. Before he broke the Luchas, Kol HaTorah Kula was there. But then, there's a Medrash, he quotes the Medrash, like Medrash Abba, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down from HaSinai, he saw them dancing around the Egel, so the Osios Parchas Ba'avir, all the letters, aside from the Aseres Adibas, all the letters flew away in the air. If the letters fly away, so you're left with solid stone. So the solid stone, it was so heavy, he couldn't hold it. When it's full of holes all over, then you can hold it. But if it's solid stone, it's impossible to hold. So one version in the Medrash was that he dropped the Luchas. Not that he smashed it on purpose. That he dropped the Luchas. So the Beis HaLevi has a long Arichas. So he says, that was the beginning of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's why Yom Kippur is the Yom Tov when we celebrate Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the Pasuk says, Dvash v'chol of tachash l'shoynach. Liman HaTorah is compared to honey and compared to milk. So that's why the minig is that on Shavuos you eat milchiks, and on Erev Yom Kippur you can't eat. On Erev Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to eat, so you eat the honey cake. Eat the honey cake because of the Dvash V'chol of Tach Shana. So these are the 3 days in the year when we celebrate Kabbalah Sotar Shavuos, and Erev Yom Kippur, we celebrate it for Yom Kippur, and Purim, and the Rav Yo quoted by the Martche says because Kima V'Kiblu, because Purim is also another day of Kabbalah Sotar. Some Rishonim learned in that Gemara that this Amora used to fast even on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Only 3 days in the year he used to eat at night. But every day he fasted, including Shabbos and Yom Tov. Most of Rishonim learned not so. Shabbos and Yom Tov he didn't fast. But these 3 days he specially had a big suit. Okay, there are other shiurim now open to the public. Good. Ad machzim ha-toivon. Ad good yore, everybody.
What are we speaking about at 12:30?
Seiru ha-avoida. Avoida is Yom Kippur man. Yom Kippur.
Are you going through the Avodah in the last chats?
A little bit, not too much. There are two differences between the Amitzkach and Atta Konant, and Nusach Ashkach and Nusach Svar. So I think I'll start with